Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 864 of AskPat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have a great question today from Mike, but before we get to that, I just want to thank today's sponsor, which is FreshBooks, one of my favorite companies out there, helping me and millions of other small businesses manage our business finances with bookkeeping, but not only that, also invoicing. I've been using it a lot lately to create really nice looking invoices in less than 30 seconds. I can also keep track of who's paid, who has yet to open those invoices. It's actually really, really handy, and I highly recommend it. So if you want to check it out for free for 30 days, go to freshbooks.com/askpat and make sure you enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. All right, now here's today's question from Mike.
Hey, Pat, this is Mike from New Jersey calling again. Just two related questions for you. First, is it reasonable and rational to think that I can rank highly for about 5 different related search terms? So, for instance, let's imagine I'm trying to put together a resource for shoe stores. So shoe stores, shoe sizes, shoe colors, shoe styles, for all those search terms. Second question is regarding regional Google listings. When I do a search, so say for instance shoe stores, and Google's going to give me regional results, New York area shoe stores or New Jersey area shoe stores, but I didn't necessarily put into the search bar any kind of a region. So how can I be sure that my site is reaching people across the country, because I'm applying to different regions with what I'm serving? Hopefully that made sense. And I'll talk to you soon. Thanks, Pat. Keep up the good work.
Hey, Mike, thank you so much for the question. I don't know what happened to the audio. It kind of sped you up a little bit and sounded funny. But just to kind of recap really quick, is it reasonable to think that you could rank for a certain number of search terms, you know, like 5 of the related ones, like you said, like shoe store, shoe color, shoe style, and those things? Well, here's the thing when it comes to those kinds of keywords, and then I'll talk about the sort of local regional search results in a minute. When it comes to those kinds of search results, those are specifically very, very competitive. And so to believe that you can rank for those is going to be very difficult. It's just going to be very difficult to do. I would highly recommend looking at more longer tail keywords and answering more of people's questions versus trying to search or rank for search terms that are more higher level like that. It's still important to, when you find out that people are searching for these terms, include information on your website that addresses those kinds of things, but it's going to be very difficult for you to see results, especially right away or even within the first year or so, to get ranked for those things. So the approach that I would take would be to find more longer tail search strings to answer questions about. And there's many different ways to find out what those things are. So when you type in those particular keywords into Google, scroll down all the way to the bottom, and you're going to find related search terms, about a chunk of about 10 different ones that you can then also use to kind of dig deeper into and explore and just kind of discover what else people are typing in. I also recommend going to SEMrush.com, which is a cool website. It'll give you some cool analytics and data related to those keywords and also related keywords that you have. And also, I recommend going to this website that I recently found called answerthepublic.com. It's super cool. Don't be creeped out by the guy that's there to welcome you. It's a kind of a funky little video that plays behind a search bar. The search bar is what's important. You type in keywords there, and you're going to get a result page that is unlike any other result page you'll ever see. So it lists all the questions that people are asking about those search terms. It also gives you related search terms and things like the other tools too. But this one, you'll see the who, the what, the where, the why, the how, the when, all those questions related to those keywords that you're typing in. And those are the things that you should be answering, so that your website becomes more of a resource. And then over time, you might be able to specifically rank for those sort of one-word or two-word keywords. But I wouldn't even shoot to rank for those now, but I would shoot for creating a resource that addresses those things and relying on building more of a resource versus just things that address those particular keywords. And also, of course, you want to have conversations with people and talk to them about, okay, what are their pains, what are their problems, and crafting content so that you can market those answers for them and thus elevating your brand and your website at the same time. So shoot for it, sure. Expect it, no. But answer those questions, address those longer tail keyword strings, and you're going to be getting traffic. And then over time, those long tail keywords, even though you might only get a few pieces or a few visitors per month for those longer tail keywords, they add up. I actually have more people visiting my website from longer tail keywords combined versus just a few of those top level keywords. So that's the way I would approach it, Mike. And then related to the local stuff, yeah, it's a little bit difficult to figure out because you're going to have, based on your IP, certain search results that are different than somebody else in a different location. And in the retail space specifically, like shoes or with clothes or with food and things like that, local search takes precedence or is shown higher than just sort of the global stuff. And so it can be very difficult to rank for certain keywords, especially if there's local search on top of that. So again, the way to approach that would be to create resources that address specific questions that people have, not just those keywords. And you're going to get less search results from local retailers that rank, and you'll have more results and traffic coming from those longer tail keywords, like I said earlier. Now, that said, if you have a local business or a local retailer or if you have a brick and mortar store, you definitely have to be utilizing local, because that will be very helpful for people who are searching for your type of business in that area. And that's a whole nother beast that you could probably find a lot of information about for getting started in some of your favorite websites. I don't actually talk about that very often because I have no experience with it. But YouTube is a great resource, and I know there's a lot of people in the SEO world talking about that as well right now. So, Mike, thank you so much for the question. I appreciate you. I'm going to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. So my lovely assistant, Jessica, is going to hook you up with an email that's going to allow you to fill in your form, and we'll send that to you free of charge, of course, which we do for everybody who gets their question featured here on the show. So all you have to do is head on over to askpat.com, and you can ask your questions there. And tell you what, this show wouldn't exist without your questions, so I appreciate them so, so much. And as always, I love to end by thanking today's sponsor, which is FreshBooks. If you want to check them out for 30 days for free, head on over to freshbooks.com/askpat and make sure you enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. And then finally, as always, just want to thank you so much for listening to the show. And here's a quote to finish off the day by Richard Branson. He says, "A business has to be involving, it has to be fun, and it has to exercise your creative instincts." Darn tootin'. Thanks, guys. Take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. In this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.